October 10 is World Mental Health Day. And together with Mental Health PH, Empowered Talks Podcast will share 5 personal stories featuring mga kwentong paghilom submitted by our community members. Our 4th letter is entitled Come Home to Yourself, na babasahin sa atin ni Mileva. And our 5th and last story of kwentong paghilom will be read by Miko with the title Life is Worth Living. If you have the time, you can listen to the first 3 letters of Kwentong Paghilom now available on the podcast. And if you wish to share your mental health journey or gusto mo lang ng kausap to provide you a safe space, you can send a message to Mental Health PH at Mental Health PH on Instagram, Facebook, or visit mentalhealth.org.
I think I always knew I was queer. Like most Filipinos, I grew up seeing queer identity as a spectacle. Something performative, flashy, and for some reason, reserved only for men. The idea of same-sex attraction otherwise felt too taboo, and I wasn't exposed to it much until after high school. I didn't understand why I felt jealous when my lady best friends hung out with their boyfriends. And I didn't know why I slightly resented my openly bisexual and flirty lady friends. I was envious. I had crushes on them. I came out to myself in college during a stressful work night. I cried alone in bed because it felt both good and scary to whisper, "I'm bisexual." I was dating a cis man, but I was attracted to all kinds of people. Cis, trans, non-binary, you name it. Once I felt comfortable enough to explore what that meant, I came out to one of my straight best friends a few months later. Funny enough, I didn't realize up until about 2 years ago that I had a crush on her. I regularly reflect on what my sexuality means to me and whether or not it's essential to prove my queerness with physical or emotional experiences. And you know what? My sexuality and gender identity don't have to be flashy or dramatic like in Filipino media. They can be loud and public, or they can be quiet and private too. I choose privacy. Remember, you don't owe anyone your laundry list of sexual or romantic or absence of these experiences to prove you aren't straight. Thank you for sharing your story with us. I think that self-discovery is a personal journey, and you don't really have to rush to define or label yourself. There is always a diverse and welcoming LGBTQ community to help you and help you support and understand your journey. If you want to share your story or gusto mo kausap, you can always send your message to Mental Health PH on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You don't have to do this alone. With Mental Health PH, lagit-lagit may karami ka.
I barely made it this year. I needed so much courage, strength, and faith to be able to make it to this very moment. It has been over a year since I started to notice some changes in myself, feelings of sadness, emptiness, and hopelessness started to take over me most of the time. I also easily get angry, irritated, and frustrated over petty things. I also lose interest in most activities and hobbies that I once fond of doing. I also had trouble getting enough sleep and wasn't able to get any sleep at all. I also had a major loss in appetite, causing me to starve myself and not to eat anything for how many days. I felt anxious most of the time. felt worthless and alone. I had recurrent thoughts of suicide and death. I thought everything would be better if I just end my own life. I felt like my life was meaningless and not worth living anymore. I had these gut feelings about what was happening to me, but I was in denial, reluctant to seek treatment, and scared to tell anyone about it. Not until I started to have hallucinations. I started to hear voices criticizing and mocking me, telling me how worthless I am, and that I am no one and no one cares for me. My body would shake, tremble, and feel numb. I can't help to cover my ears as if it could make the voices go away, and would continually shout stop, as if it would stop. That was when the time when my parents decided to bring me to a psychiatrist to have a proper consultation and medication. And there and right there, I was clinically diagnosed with major psychotic depression. I had to take olanzapine and escitalopram for how many months, and also underwent series of therapies and consultations. Every time I would tell anyone about what happened to me, they won't immediately believe me. They tend to get so shocked and would tell me that they didn't notice that I was going through a silent battle because I looked fine at that time. I guess that's how it is. Sometimes, you can't tell what a person is going through. The least that you can do is just treat everyone with kindness and make everyone feel loved. And just always check up on a person. Doesn't matter if you were close or not. I still can't believe what I went through and what I am still going through. But one thing's for sure. I am also proud of myself for being able to talk about it now. I'm still not okay. I think I'm very far from being okay. But I know that I'm already getting there. I'm just too grateful for the people who's been with me throughout my battle. And for you who's currently listening to this, always remember that you matter, okay? Life is worth living. So get up, smile, enjoy life. And don't forget to be kind. You are and will never be alone. You mother that. Thank you for sharing your story to us at Love Ceci. We admire your strength and thank you for sharing your story with us. It's not an easy thing to do, and acknowledging that the need to take the first step for recovery is the most courageous thing. We wish you healing moving forward. If you want to share your story or gusto mo ng kausap, you can always send a message to Mental Health PH on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to do this alone. With Mental Health PH, lagi-lagi may kasama ko.